Hello and welcome to Travels Through a Kingdom with myself, Kaya Flynn, with you until 7 this evening. You can get in contact with us tonight by our text lines on 083 300 3300 or email kflynn@radiokerry.ie. Tonight we are bringing you to the Knockalocka Rambling House, which is held on the third Tuesday of every month, and I was sure to be in with a surprise. So I hope you enjoy this one. To start the show off in the Knockalocka Rambling House in Knocknagosha. Now let's meet some of the people there. Some were all talk, but some were very shy when they saw their microphone. But Gerald Sheehy was up for the chats, and he tells us all about the Rambling House.
My name is Gerald Sheehy from Skeaton, County Limerick.
Okay, and you're here at the Knockalocka Rambling House. How many years have you been coming here?
Since I started, nearly about 7 years, I'd say, 7 or 8 years.
Oh, what keeps you coming back?
The car keeps bringing me back.
Tell us about Knockalocka. What's it like?
It's fantastic. It was never a competition, but if you are coming back and you're going to participate, you have to bring back your best act. That's the only thing I can say about Knockalocka. And the audience, they appreciate your talents and whatever you try to do, you know. So it's fantastic.
And what is it that you do exactly? I see a guitar in your hand.
I play the guitar and I sing Irish songs, American songs. I'm into Woody Guthrie and all that kind of stuff. And I tell one-liners. I'm known as the one-liner. So we keep it clean, like. We keep it, there's no...
Well, I did. I was told to turn off the recording soon. Oh, very good. And you have the top seat here in the house. How did you end up getting that?
I suffer from arthritis and I've had hip surgery several times. I'm qualified to do it myself now at this stage.
And what can you say about the audience here, you know, coming over, supporting ye, whatnot?
Oh, yeah, absolutely fantastic audience, and all talented as well. Mm-hmm. I'm learning, they think they're learning from me, but I'm actually learning from them. They're absolutely brilliant. They're all secret, they all have their own way of doing things, you know. And it's different. It's a fantastic kind of Ramble House. It's you know, you have a man here beside me here, and he's one of the best box players you come across. Like, you know, the talent is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I could go on and go on and go on a bit.
And I suppose lots of friendships here over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's absolutely fantastic. And when we have a break, we go up to the, we have our cup of tea, and we tell about what happened the week before or what happened last year. And the stories, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
I look forward to listening to the rest of it.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Tom was the man who played in a band one time. He's another Limerick man. And we'll get rid of the Limerick ones.
Limerick as well.
So Tom O'Donoghue from Limerick.
Yeah, no, Castlereagh, Castlemahan, County Limerick. Yeah. Playing music, yeah.
How many years have you been here?
I'm coming here. I was here the first night it opened.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
9 years ago. That was very good. Mm-hmm. We had mass. I didn't look back since. Aww. The priest, he blessed us all.
And then you were blessed for coming back.
And we're blessed for coming back since, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very seldom I miss a night, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you play here exactly?
I play the accordion. Yeah, the accordion, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every kind of music, every kind, yeah, whatever they want, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what keeps you coming back?
The love of the music. The love of the music is right. I love playing for people. Mm-hmm. Playing for people, yeah. Musician loves playing for people.
Mm-hmm. And do any of your family playing? Do they come with you or anything?
I do. My daughter was here, my sister. She might tell a few yarns to you.
Mm-hmm. Where does she get that from?
I don't know. Chrissy, where do you get the yarns?
Oh. I get them from going to rambling houses and telling people jokes. And then Joe Harrington, who was a Kerry man, he took me to England. One when they just started, and then I wound up going 22 times, and that's how I get them. And people would send in yarns to me, and I get them by post, and I'd pick and choose what I tell. Of course, I'm very holy, and
I'm getting a few head shakes here,
but I like it. It's great, the Rambler. They're back better than ever now, the Rambler houses again, thank God, that's great. Yeah.
Well, we all have that more of an appreciation for things now, don't we?
Yes,
exactly,
yes, yeah.
That's it, after being locked up.
After being locked up for nearly 3 years, it's just terrible.
And how long does the Rambling House sessions go on for?
Oh, about
half a year to late.
Half a year to late, yeah. Around one-ish.
Very good, well thank you so much.
This fellow was up at the bar as well, I went for the bar, and I don't drink it hard, but anyway, there was up at the bar, and he was a long time, he went in after the creamery, that's what they say now in the country, who take the milk to the creamery, and if there's a pub there, you'll go in, and you'll be home to milk the cows in the evening, that's why, that was the crack. This fella anyhow, but he was there all day to put him in. And the barman then towards the evening, he thought himself, he said, but to make him a sandwich, whether he gave it to him to soak up the liquor, or whether just out of pity, I couldn't tell you, but he gave him this. He had tomatoes, and eggs, and lettuce. What else would I put into a sandwich? Cucumber.
A bit of a banana.
two sliced pans, slapped them all together, and he put them all on, the tomatoes, and the lettuce, and the cucumber, and the banana, and tomatoes. I never said tomatoes. He handed them to your man. And your man started eating with a grunt. But halfway down towards the sandwich, he started rolling.
Oh,
what a rolling! He said, you were rolling inside him anyway. And, Jesus. Oh, he was making for the door, you see. Wouldn't have a lady at the end of the counter. And she had her little poodle, a ribbon in him and everything like that. And, well, whatever lash he forget, out came the whole lash. Top of the pool. What? She started. You often help you read the right hat, so you should. Go on like that, she said. I'm going to stay at my dog. Yes, she said. I never remember eating him.
And that was an old yarn from Chrissy, who was at the Rambling House last Tuesday night and was speaking to us as well beforehand. You can get in contact tonight on our usual text lines. Text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300, or you can email me kflynn@radiokerry.ie, or write us a note as well if you'd like. You can direct that to Kaya Flynn at Radio Kerry Main Street, Tralee. We'll be back with more from the Knockalocka Rambling House after this break. And you're very welcome back to tonight's Travels Through a Kingdom, broadcasting from the Knockalocka Rambling House in Knocknagoshal. Now, we are going to hear from a Corkman that also travelled to the Knockalocka Rambling House, and he has his own rambling house as well in Cork, and he was a lovely man in fairness. So we're going to hear from him right now.
Mert, what's your surname?
O'Keefe.
Mert O'Keefe. And you're originally a Corkman?
Oh, I'm still a Corkman, thank God.
Did it take you to come down here to Knocknagoshal?
It would take about a half an hour, really, no more. Yeah.
And I hear you run your own rambling house. What's that like?
So far, so good. We would have a good mix of both Limerick and Kerry, as well as our own Cork people. So we're in a kind of a lucky place that way, because mm-hmm. We're in the corner between mm-hmm. Cork, Kerry, and Limerick.
Mm-hmm. You're right in the middle. The
well,
heart of it,
pretty much
say.
At least. Anyway, we have a good mix.
Mm-hmm. What goes into a good rambling house?
I think very friendly people, just like you have here tonight in Kerry. And of course the Limerick people are like that as well, and they love songs and stories and yarns, and the bigger the lie, the better they'll enjoy it, I'd say. And you know, a variety anyway. And a good welcome, I suppose, like we'd have here in Rambling House in Knockalocka as well.
And how long have you been coming here?
I think I've been coming to here for at least 6, maybe 7 years.
Lovely, lovely. Yeah, and what got you in here in the first place when you first stepped in?
Because I became a chauffeur to an older person who wanted to go to rambling houses, and when I witnessed it, I got addicted to it very quickly. Yeah,
you got hooked up fairly soon.
I did indeed. Yeah.
And do you play anything yourself?
I don't know. I just shout a bit now and again. That's all.
You're like myself, so.
I think you might have a much nicer voice now than I have, but at least we probably both enjoy ourselves anyway, and that's the main thing.
And that's what it's all
that's
about.
That's the bottom line.
Jerry Shukro, the parish of Billy McKilligate.
And what brings you here tonight?
Oh, the music and the singing and the yarns, and we enjoy it anyway. So.
How many years have you been coming here yourself?
Oh, it was 6 or 7, I suppose. Yeah. We would end up singing a few songs and mm-hmm.
Any
like
special
that.
Memories of Knockalocka?
Oh, sure. Every night is a good night here. You know, great crack and great music. And the hardest thing here is to get out of it some out of the morning. Especially if it caused the milk and things like that in the morning. So
you've been coming here 6 to 7 years, yeah, Jerry. Yeah. You know, do you come alone?
Well, I have 2 bodyguards with me tonight. John and Mary.
Both blushing, I see. Oh. Joan was all chatting to me before she realised where I was coming from, and then she's like, no. Oh, yeah. What can I expect here tonight now?
You can expect me. I'll sing a song anyway. That's what you can expect.
He's been asked the priest one time, he said, Father, he says, would it be a sin, he says, to kiss a nun? No, he said, but by God, he says, don't get into the habit. Time you were getting your dimples on, and with your sark and moleskin trousers, this time you were on your way.
I knew a laird in the miner's job, a laird in the miner's pay. Then John, it's time to go. I knew we're working down below. I knew we're handing a tip and showing you stars at the pit today. I knew we're learning the collier's job and earning the collier's pay. And I, it's almost like I knew we're off to the end. Is over the valley, it's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the pitman's job and earning the pitman's pay. School day's over, come on with John. And moleskin trousers, it's time you were on your way. Time you were learning the collier's job and earning the collier's pay.
And that was one of two of Joe Sheehy's songs that I recorded out. The music was absolutely belting and that fire was roasting as well. I had to take off the cardigan and the jacket. It was so warm. Now on to our last two chats of the evening, and firstly we're going to hear from Daphne Casey, who I met outside when I parked up at the Knockalock Rambling House. I met her and her husband and they were absolutely lovely and accommodating as well, so it was lovely to speak to them. But she tells us of why she loves coming to the Rambling House on the third Tuesday of every month.
Where are you coming from tonight?
Arda Village, County Limerick, near Newcastle West.
Very good. So a lot of you are, you know, from Cork and Limerick coming down
yes.
here into Knockalocka.
Yeah, it's not a lovely. Good journey, but it's a great night's entertainment. You won't get better. It's, you know, traditional and modern and in between everything. Mm-hmm. Dancing, singing, and we break for a lovely cup of tea and social. It's a great social occasion. Mm-hmm. People come here for the social aspect as much as to sing and, you know, to hear other people singing.
Mm-hmm. And when I was coming in tonight, I saw you had your own homemade tea, Breck.
Oh, I had. Well, that's a given. You bring something towards the tea and, you know, it's free entertainment. And, well, it's not just because of that, but it's the quality of camaraderie and conversation, friendship. Yeah.
And speaking of that camaraderie and friendship, is there any secrets here that I might not know around here tonight that I should be aware of?
No skeletons in the cupboard, no.
Very good. Have you many memories coming here?
Good memories, really good memories, yeah. We were absent for a while, but we came back and are delighted to be back.
Mm-hmm. What was it like the first time you came back after that big break?
Oh, the welcome back was extraordinary because people knew, you know, why we hadn't been. But the welcome back and the, you know, open friendship, even though every night I'm still asking people their names, but it's the same people and shake hands and so on. So it's wonderful. Oh, yeah, it's a great, and the venue is a traditional farming house, but it has been done up, you know, to certain modern standards, but wonderful. People from my van come as well and tell great stories, and, you know, my van is a great hub of, you know, entertainment, you know, nearly stole. And you've had your Brian McMahon and John B. Keane, and, you know, people have unusual recitations and, wonderful stories.
And you sing yourself?
Well, I give it a bash.
What's your favourite song to sing inside here? Or can it be anything from any night?
Any night, well, there's a lady who's absent tonight, and they go to Listoon Varna, and herself and her husband, he won't mind me saying, maybe they'd have sessions, three sessions a day for 3 days. So that's nine sessions, and I don't know, do they sing a song or two at each? He never repeats a song, but she said she had to repeat a couple. I don't have that much of a repertoire. A few old reliables.
And that's all you need in life.
That's it.
No jolly shot, bro. Far
away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. Far away, a sprig of ivy clings around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast singing out from days of yore. And far away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. Write a letter home to mother. Send your love to dear old dad. Tell them that you're feeling happy, though at times you may feel sad. And far away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. Never tell the ones your troubles. Smiles are better far than tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, though you may stay away for years. And far away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you tonight.
John, what's your surname?
O'Donoghue.
And you're John the Dub O'Donoghue.
That's right. So I'm originally from Kerry, but I'm living now in Dublin. I married a Dub for my sins, and I've got no choice but to stay there then, you know.
Okay, so do you travel down here from Dublin? Or?
I did, yeah, just tonight, because I saw it advertised in the Kerry's Eye. And now I have it in my head for the third Tuesday. And I'm going to introduce my wife next time, hopefully. A bit of culture into Dublin would be no harm, you know.
You said it, not me.
That's no problem.
Well, John, tell me this. You haven't been coming here for a while, but you had before?
Oh, before COVID, yeah. I came once, just once.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was fantastic that night. And I wouldn't have made it tonight only for these people, wonderful people. They brought me here. I couldn't. There's no signposts around for... I was stuck in the crossroads and these wonderful people brought me here. It'd be Christmas when I'd be found wandering.
That's part of the experience.
No, I appreciate it was some experience. It'd be Christmas before I'd reach my destination, only for these wonderful people over here.
And are you excited for tonight?
Oh, yes, it's good, yeah. It's a great tradition and it's great to see a tradition being upheld, you know.
So there's nothing like this in Dublin, is there?
Not as much, but I'm a member now of St. Oliver Plunkett's football club where the Brogans play. And every Wednesday night we play with singing and a little bit of Shanachie, but nothing like this really. Mm-hmm. And dancing. That's what we do every Wednesday night.
in Navan Roads, St. Lotta Plunkett's.
And what do you specialise in?
I'll do a small recitation tonight with permission from the boss.
Very good, very good. And for me, who's never been here before, you've only been here once, what can I expect?
Well, it's maybe a culture shock for you because, unfortunately, you're very young, which is a
unfortunately.
For us, you know. But this is what our parents grew up with, you know. Mm-hmm. And there was no television, no radio, and this is what sustained our peoples. And everybody, unfortunately, your grandparents would have told you or would tell you. Parents, again, maybe. But it's a fantastic thing to keep alive because it's keeping the memory of our wonderful parents who suffered nothing but hardship when they were young. And this was their entertainment, once a week or twice a week or whatever. No television, no radios. Mm-hmm. It was a different world 40, 50 years ago. It's just incredible. And it's great for these people that they're keeping this alive. Mm-hmm. Great tradition.
Well, hats off to them, and I can't wait to see what tonight holds.
Oh, be surprised.
Folks.
Well done. Mahu.
And that was John the Dub O'Donoghue speaking to me at the Knockalocka Rambling House. And now before we go to our last piece of music from there, I want to say a huge thank you to Jim Lyons, who wrote to me to come and visit the Rambling House. And Jim was a true gentleman, and I'll be playing a few of his songs in the next couple of programmes as well. He gave me his CD to endure you with his lovely music as well. So thank you very much, Jim. And as I said, very accommodating. And I want to say a huge thank you as well to Kathleen and Tom Hurley. They were most obliging and so welcoming when I first entered the door. And I want to say as well, Kathleen was a very funny woman. She had arrived home from London that evening, baked the scones and had them all ready for the Rambling House that night. And I took a few home with me as well, and I had to ask her for the recipe. But we'll keep that between us, me and you, Kathleen. And Tom as well, for introducing me to everyone at the Rambling House. Everyone was so kind. The shy ones, the funny ones, the loud ones. Everyone had a unique piece in them. And it was lovely to meet you all at the Knockalocka Rambling House. Now, to finish out our visit to the Knockalocka Rambling House, here is another song from Jer Sheehy, which is sure to give you a laugh.
This fellow bought 2,000 acres of land in the North Pole. And his friend said to him, "What are you going to do with it?" He says, "I'm going to grow frozen vegetables." Hurry is a burning thing. It makes the palate sting. Food you must acquire. Indian food has a hot desire. But late at night, the taste, it was dire. When I woke up, my ass was on fire. And it burned, burned, burned. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. Chicken. Then. Prawns and curry rice. At the time they all tasted nice. But late that night I began to perspire. When I woke up, my ass was on fire.
and you're very welcome back to tonight's Travels Through a Kingdom here on Radio Kerry. Now, we have the archive of Sean Hurley on the way, but before I play to you, I also want to give a special mention to Sean. As I visited the Knockalocka Rambling House on Tuesday evening, they all mentioned the last person from Radio Kerry to visit them was Sean Hurley, of course, and they have some very special memories, and it is so evident that Sean will always live on in their hearts, and such good times there as well. And I know that from listening back to Sean's archive as well. There's been a few times where I've played archive from the Knockalocka Rambling House from Sean, and you can tell as well that his memory will live on there forever. So with Sean in mind, here is the archive from Kerrywide.
A lady by the name of Amelia, how are you today?
Not too bad. No. You know, considering we are old, I never hardly sick, but I got some bit of sickness today in me somehow.
Did something happen to you, tell me? Mm-hmm. You're working with a walker there.
Oh, that's nearly 2 years ago, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I broke my hip, fell, and I fell at home. I slipped, I don't know what, in the kitchen. And
somebody told me you were dancing.
I wasn't, I'm afraid. I wasn't dancing at all. But I was very lucky that my home help was after arriving, because otherwise I'd be down and I'd stay there for the pain. I couldn't describe it to anyone. I don't know what happened. I fell anyway, and I broke my hip and hurt my knee as well.
But they got the hip right for you, did they?
They did.
Yeah.
I was carried off to the hospital, and they set it. Mind you, it was great, but I wasn't able to stand or walk on it for a number of months, you know.
And does it give you any trouble now?
No, thank God. I'm able to limp away with it. At my age, I'm lucky.
And what age would that be, you know?
My age? Oh, my age. I'm going in 93.
God bless you. 93?
Yeah. Yes, that's my age now then.
You must have had a tremendous, tremendous life, because you're very, you know, young-looking all the time.
Oh, God help us. Young-looking, thanks. No, I had not. I married into a place where there was two old ones, along with my husband, myself, and the man. And I had six children, seven. If it wouldn't, we were very foolish. We had no life long ago.
Why did you say you were foolish now?
It was. We cut down altogether. We weren't able to go to town hardly.
You got out at some stage, though.
I had to go for shopping. That was the stages. Well, my husband used to bring it sometimes. Yeah, but I don't mind. It was all in my lifetime, I suppose. And it was all in my lifetime. And it was what other people had to do as well.
You spoke there about the hobby. Where did you meet him?
Oh, God. I'm too very inquisitive now. Where did I meet him? He was at his sister's, and they asked me down there. His sister was married to a cousin of my father's.
Right.
They asked me down for it. I don't know what it was, but I went down there anyway, and he was there. And that's why I saw
him. And you kind of liked him when you saw him?
Kind of liked him, yes, that was it. Yeah. We got married anyway. That was the end of that story.
And there was no dowry or anything involved, was there?
Oh, that'd be dowries too. At that time, dowries, they shouldn't be mentioned. Sight in the farm. Paid enough for dowries.
Tell me, how are you getting on in here anyway?
Oh, it is very nice. I couldn't go home. I couldn't walk when I came out of here. Like, yeah. They wouldn't keep on the hospital. I was there for 3 or 4 weeks, and I came home then, and I was only, my leg was all in plaster, of course, and right. I had a chair. I was going around in a chair for a long time.
Yes.
And then I learned to stand with the sled. Yes. And learned to walk. Well, I don't walk alone, but sometimes I'd forget it and I'd go across the room. I can walk grand with it now. Like.
Oh, yeah. You came in that door very good anyway.
I can walk around. We'd be sitting only for it.
Yeah, and do they take you uptown now?
No.
Wouldn't they?
No. Well, I wouldn't expect them to. There's too many here to be giving them privileges. Well, I'm only 3 miles from the town,
right.
4 miles. If my daughter comes in, I could go out with her for an evening if I wanted to,
yeah.
I'd say. But I don't. Well, there's one coming from America now today. She's home, and she'll come.
Yes.
She'll come over, but we might go for a meal or something
oh,
like
be
that.
Nice. That's all. Did you ever take a drop of sherry or anything like that?
Oh, I would at Christmas, of course.
Yeah.
It is nice. I know I don't bother. I drink a drop of sherry any time.
Yeah.
What's the name of it is? I don't know.
Winter's Tale.
No, I don't like that at all.
Don't you?
No, I drank it all right, wasting it. What a lot to drink. We had no time. Won't see you at Christmas.
Yes.
That was all now.
I wish you well for the rest of your life and take care of yourself here, all right?
Yeah, will you? And thanks for the...
Thank you very much.
And that was the archive of Sean Hurdy's programme, Kerry White, here on Travels Through a Kingdom. And I hope you enjoyed that as well. That's almost it for the show tonight. But before we go, I want to say a huge thank you to all at the Knockalocka Rambling House. I won't mention any names as there was probably too many of you and I'll forget someone. But it's just the place to be on the third Tuesday of every month. That's all I can say to you. But as I said, the welcoming was so warm, the people were lovely and the crack was mighty. And that's all you need on a good night, isn't it? This programme will be available on our podcast section very soon for you to listen back to and to share amongst yourself and others. Just head to radiokerry.ie and search Travels Through a Kingdom, or you can search it on Spotify as well. It should pop up there as well. In the meantime, if you have any thoughts, you can drop me an email. Just write to kflynn@radiokerry.ie, or you can send a letter to kflynn, Radio Kerry, Main Street, Tralee, and I am sure to get it there, like Jim Lyons did to invite me to the Knockalocka Rambling House. I did get the letter. Stay with us here on Radio Kerry as Aline is up next with 7 Days, and then the beautiful Sean Riley is on the way with Irish Favourites. So until next Sunday, I'll talk to you then, and do take care of yourself. Bye bye.